Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
ESPN Bet ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. The exclusive sports book of ESPN has it all, including exclusive offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. From the playoff intensity to getting on the links and out to the ballpark, there's no better time to be sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Taking a stroll through ESPN Bet right now. You can get the Royals tonight on the money line at plus money. Jonathan Bolin filling in for Alec Marsh. Remember, they just took 3 of 4 from the Blue Jays. Now they got to go to Toronto. But if you think they can maybe continue that recent good fortune against Toronto, you can get them plus money tonight. I'm actually interested. There's an odds boost on there tonight for the Braves, the Padres, and the Dodgers to all win. Parlayed into a plus 480 bet. I might actually hit that one. That's pretty interesting to me because all three of those teams are at least even money to win, if not favored, with decent pitching matchups. So that's probably what I'll take a swing at tonight on ESPN Bet, is that little MLB odds booster right there at the top of the app. Tommy, we talked a little bit about Dylan Edwards there. Let's get into the Chiefs draft here because, you know, a lot of people, when we talked Friday, it was the Xavier Worthy trade. I think generally people liked what the Chiefs got there. They moved up. They got a player they clearly identified. I think the reviews on him as a prospect are generally pretty mixed. I've seen him all over the place, quite frankly. He is far from, you know, everybody's favorite receiver in this draft. He just does a thing really well. Now, I'll say that, and again, I'm victim to this because I usually get biased toward Big 12 players, especially Big 12 receivers. But I loved watching Worthy play in college. He was dominant, which I think matters. He's obviously fast. There are some sort of shadows of Mecole Hardman in here, too, as much as there are Tyreek Hill, where it's like, oh, this guy's really fast. Let's just take him. But I don't think taking him was nearly, well, one, I don't think taking him was a reach. Taking Mecole Hardman was a reach at the time. Like, they way overdrafted Hardman. I don't think they overdrafted Worthy. It just sort of comes down to what you think of him as a player. And what's really interesting, long story short here, Tommy, is we sort of trust the Chiefs with offensive lineman evaluations, right? So, like, them evaluating, and apparently Brett Veach had been connected to the tackle out of BYU for a long time. Them evaluating him, moving up to get him, makes you feel like he's probably a good player, right? Receiver hasn't really been that way. Rashi Rice is a good pick. Other than that, they've missed a lot at receiver in the draft in recent years. Just in evaluating receivers in general, in recent years. So you don't get that same sort of benefit of the doubt when it comes to the Chiefs evaluating receivers. But they did get, in the first two rounds, two guys they clearly liked, which is what we wanted the whole time, right? Go up, be aggressive, and get the players you like. Clearly they did, because they traded up to play to take both of those players.
Yeah, I had a conversation with a friend of mine over the weekend, and we were talking about that pick of Xavier Worthy, and his point was, well, look, I mean, the good thing about them drafting a really, really fast guy like Xavier Worthy is that they already have a really, really fast guy in Hollywood Brown on the roster that then, you know, it can maybe take a little bit of pressure off of Xavier Worthy. He doesn't have to be the only fast guy and he can have some time to develop. My rebuttal to that, really like Xavier Worthy, was that when they drafted Mecole Hardman, Tyreek Hill was still on the roster. And so they drafted a really, really fast guy, but they had a really, really fast guy on. Also, and Mecole Hardman didn't develop into this, you know, superstar wide receiver one that I think a lot of people were hoping that he would be, the heir apparent to Tyreek Hill. Yeah. So, you know, I do think that there is some historical precedent in that. And I just think that it's going to be important for Kansas City to recognize what they have in Xavier Worthy. And I agree with you. They've not drafted wide receivers well, overwhelmingly, over the last several years. It's just one thing that they haven't really done well. It'll be interesting to see if Worthy can kind of bust.
I don't think he's going to be a bust. I think he's better than Mecole Hardman. Like, if we're talking about prospect to prospect, like, I like him significantly more than Mecole Hardman. I just, you know, was he my favorite receiver in the draft? No, but they weren't going to get one of those guys anyway. I'm fine with that pick. I think it helps you, honestly, as much as anything else. It helps you if Hollywood Brown is awesome and you can't afford to keep him next year. I do think there was a little of that baked into this pick. And we got to remember, too, like, Tyreek Hill was not a year one superstar. You could see flashes, right? But it didn't happen right away for him. And I honestly don't think there's a ton of pressure on Worthy to be a superstar. I think he is going to be put in a position where they're looking for basically what they were hoping, I think, out of Kadarius Toney. Honestly, like, get him the ball, I don't know, four times a game and see if he can and sort of break one loose and then see where it develops from there. Rashee Rice is the guy. He's the guy that's going to take the volume because we know he can do that already. And, you know, for however much time he misses next year, time will tell on that. We'll just have to see. But I don't know that there's a ton of pressure on Worthy to be that good next year. They need him to be good in 2 years when Hollywood Brown is hopefully awesome this year, right, and then moves on. But the Chiefs had a really fast guy in the offense for the last 2 years in Marquez Valdez-Scantling and couldn't catch the ball. So, you know, there are a lot of different ways to utilize a talent like that. And I think there's very little pressure on Worthy, like almost none in this first season. I really believe that. So do they need another veteran wide receiver? Probably wouldn't hurt if they can afford it, right? Because I do think Worthy's going to not just like immediately be a, you know, starting opposite of Rashee Rice in this offense and Hollywood Brown. Like, I don't think they're going to all of a sudden run three wide receiver sets and then run Worthy out there every play, even though they took him in the first round. And traditionally you might see that. I doubt it, right? I don't think they're going to do that. He'll be the fourth passing option, right? Yeah, in this offense, maybe third. It'll probably be third. It'll go Rice, Kelce for sure. But then it's probably going Kelce, Rice, Hollywood, Worthy. That's what I mean. When everyone talked about such a need at receiver, I'm like, do they really need a receiver? Whoever it is isn't going to be one of the top three passing options on this team. But if Hollywood Brown leaves, I totally get it, right? He fits that same type of profile. He can come along. I get it. I don't have any problem with the pick. Because, Tommy, in the second round, they aggressively move again to get a tackle, which means, A, they really like the tackle. Kingsley Suamataya. It's going to take a while to get that right, probably, but I'll take that swing at it. But a BYU guy, another Big 12 guy, a ton of size. I have seen now in the aftermath that Brett Veach had been tied to him a lot, which means they liked him, and I'm good with that. That, to me, that tells me they identified a player. They did both of the things we wanted to see them do. They still have to get the players right, but at least strategically, they did exactly what we thought they should do.
Yeah, and you know, after that second round pick, you know, I'm not sure now if they're going to go out and try to get a Band-Aid, a veteran left tackle. I'm not sure that that's really going to be in the cards. It wouldn't surprise me if the Chiefs roll with Wanya Morris in week one as their starter and then, you know, try to integrate Suamatu into the rotation, you know, and wouldn't shock me one bit if at some point in the season, if he develops and progresses in the way they would like him to, he ultimately over as the starting left tackle for Kansas City. I have a hard time thinking at this point, you know, that they would go and spend money on a veteran left tackle. I would have been more on that camp that they probably would go and do that if they had used a fourth or fifth or sixth round pick on a left tackle. But going up and getting him in the second round and trading up for him means that they think he's going to be the left tackle of the future.
For sure. I mean, that's big time draft capital, right? They didn't make that lightly. What was the exact pick number? 63. So they moved up two spots to take him, three spots, kind of like they did with the receiver.
It was like it was only a couple.
But it was a guy they wanted to make sure they would get. And, you know, the Chiefs, I don't think, had my favorite draft, but I love what they did in the draft. I don't really know any of the other. I don't know Kingsley Suamataya. I don't know anything about him, right? I have no idea, except he played for a good team. He's big, and the Chiefs like him. I don't really remember Jared Wiley at TCU. He is a monster, by the way. He's going to block.
He's one of the best blocking tight ends, right? I think, in college football.
Which is interesting, which helps if you're thin at tackle, Tommy, yep, a little bit. Run some two tight end sets and give a little help over there on the left side. So that actually makes some sense to me. But I don't think, don't see that and think he's like the heir apparent to Travis Kelce. He won't be that, I don't think. It's the Jaden Hicks pick that really has people in love with this draft for the Chiefs. I can't tell you how many times I've seen draft evaluators say this was their favorite safety in the draft. I don't know why he fell to the fourth round. I didn't watch a lot of Washington State football, a little bit. Certainly wasn't paying close attention to their safeties. But apparently this guy who's got size was a lot of people's favorite safety in this draft. Guess where the Chiefs get him? Out of that Bills trade, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you believe in these things, then that probably means he'll be a great player. But that is another spot where if you're, you know, I don't know what his skill set will allow him to do or how they fit him into the rotation. But there was a lot of drafting for the future and not necessarily this year in this draft. What are the chances, you know, we see any of these players as key contributors? And then in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round, by the way, they take linebacker, corner, linebacker, again, positions of need. Don't know anything about any of the players. But Hicks maybe plays right away. Maybe he also is an heir apparent and a depth piece. It feels like this draft could pay real benefits in 2025, Tommy. But in 2024, I don't know what it will do. I mean, I think the best chance for a big-time contributor right away is Suamataya. I mean, certainly there is a chance Worthy does that. I do think people maybe have their eyes a little too wide on Worthy this year. But these are all players I think that could help them fill roles when players that are currently on the roster ultimately leave. And that's an interesting thing for this draft class. That I think, you know, it's not going to be the one next year where we look at this class and be like, home run, home run, home run. It'll be one we look at in a few years and think that.
And that's not uncommon. I mean, look at their draft year ago. Outside of Rashee Rice, who was a key contributor last year? I mean, Felix Anudike Uzomah wasn't really. He got some reps and he was kind of forced into action late in the season. But he wasn't, you know, like this revelation, even as a first round draft pick last year. I think the fact that the Chiefs didn't attack edge in this year's draft means that they do still like FAU, you know, to be a guy that can come in and contribute at a high level next season and beyond. But really, outside of Rashee Rice and last year's draft class, there really wasn't any major key contributors. Wanya Morris was in last year's draft, and he wasn't really a massive key contributor. And then from there, you go further down the draft from last year. Chimari Connor got a little bit, you know, of action last year, and then really we didn't hear from the other guys, you know, much at all last season for Kansas City. So, you know, that's not uncommon. I think that we'll probably see that a little bit more so with this year's draft class than we did last year.
you got to look too at last year if you are, right? Wanya Morris, this could be his year. Did they do the same thing there with Felix and Udike Uzama? You know, I don't know that anybody else out of the class last year is going to step up, but they might. They're going to need a corner. They took a few of them last year. But Morris and, yeah, FAU and Morris are the two guys you would really look at this year to see and if that works out. I hope Worthy and steps in right away and can play. I think that's unlikely, and I hope people don't have unreasonable expectations for him. They don't need him to do that. They haven't needed any wide receiver to do that. I mean, I don't think you're going to run out there and say Worthy and Hollywood Brown, if Rashee Rice misses time, or how they're going to fix that. So I don't know if they're, but they also have Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore. And I know, again, that makes people cringe, but the reality is they spent a lot on those two players too. They are not ready to give up on those two players. It wouldn't make any sense to give up on those two players.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So they're fine there. Worthy project. I don't know about the BYU left tackle. Left tackle is a tough position that translates. So can they start him at right tackle? I don't know. But, I mean, he's the one that would be the most needed to step in right away, I would guess. Or maybe, you know what, Tommy, they took Wanya Morris in the third round last year. Maybe Wanya Morris is going to take a big step.
Maybe they don't want to pull the plug on that. And I get
I don't think they want to pull the plug at all. I think it's more of, do they want to put all their eggs in that basket? Wanya Morris was okay, right? Like I think the arrow's still pointed up slightly with him. It's just, what's the ceiling? Is the ceiling an everyday starting tackle, or is it a rotational guy? Because rotational guys are critical in the NFL. Offensive linemen are hurt as much as any player in the league. But I thought the Chiefs did a good job. I brought this up, Tommy, before you hopped on here. All but one of their picks came at one point in time from a various trade. They had one pick that didn't come from a trade at some point in time in this draft. That's pretty wild. Everything else moved around a little bit. So we like what the Chiefs did strategically. Who had your favorite draft, would you say, if it's not the Chiefs? Maybe it is the Chiefs. Who had your favorite draft?
I think that the Vikings had a really good draft. That's a team that I look at that, you know, had some substantial needs. And I think that they got themselves to a point to where, you know, they're not going to be the favorites in their division, but I think that they can certainly be a team that, you know, they're not going to be irrelevant. At least I don't think so next year. And they needed to do that with the loss of Kirk Cousins, you know, being able to go out there and still build around, you know, Justin Jefferson. And then with the free agent signings that they had and that sort of thing, I think I'm probably going to go Vikings probably as my favorite pick.
So the Lions were graded out very highly by a lot, because I just went and tried to like soak it all in. A lot of people really like what the Lions did, but I got to be honest, the Lions have a lot of players I don't really know because they didn't take, you know, headline stealing guys. I'll give you two, and I liked the Chiefs draft, but I'll give you two others I really liked. Love what the Eagles did. If the Eagles are right on one, if not both of the two corners, they took Quinyon Mitchell and they took Cooper DeJean.
I like Quinyon Mitchell. I like both of those guys.
I do too, quite a bit. You know, Shipley from Clemson, we know a little about, you know, probably a handy player. I don't know a ton about the rest of their draft, but I know I really like those two corners. And that team, I don't remember a good team being as bad at one position as Philly was at that spot last year. So you talk about like quickly potentially fixing a problem. They may have done that. So I love what Philly did. And Chiefs fans may not like this. I'm with you on the Vikings, by the way. I think that one's a given because I think they got, you know, a quarterback that fits perfectly and what a lot of people consider the best defensive player in the draft. How could you not like that? The other one that I haven't heard a lot of people grade out well that I really liked was the Chargers, Tommy. Alt, who was, you know, one of, if not the best tackle in the draft. So that's never a bad thing, right? Ladd McConkey in the second feels really good for them. They got to replace Keenan Allen. And, you know, what Keenan Allen did is sort of this safety blanket and just, you know, caught a ton of passes. I think that's what a lot of people envision Ladd McConkey out of Georgia doing in the NFL. Different size, obviously, but, you know, kind of a really, really good route runner that can get into the slot and help him out. I really like that fit there. So I liked what the Chargers did. And they had a ton of picks, by the way, for a roster that needed a little rebuilding. So I thought they did a good job, too. Let's go to the IHOP hotline before we switch gears and take a little break. We'll go to Fred, wants to talk about Xavier Worthy. Fred, welcome into Sports Daily. What's on your mind on this Monday?
Well, a couple things. I've watched film on Worthy running routes, and in my opinion, he's going to be a day one starter. He is not just a field stretcher. He can run those routes and run them with speed and cut without losing his speed. He is an excellent wide receiver selection, I think. And then I want to make a comment on the sixth round pick, the Haddon kid. He got his shoulder hurt and operated on, but he's, you know, after the seventh game, or in the seventh game against Alabama. But he is rated as the second best corner in the SEC and listed as a shutdown corner. And he was also rated number five in the country as a shutdown corner. So, and you haven't heard much about him. But if he's able to play right away, or even mid-year, he's going to play some because he's obviously you don't get second in the SAT or fifth in the nation as a shutdown corner unless you can play some. So you haven't heard much about it, but I think he was a heck of a steal for us in the sixth round, probably because of his injury. But those are my two comments.
I mean, could be. You can say hell of a pick too, Fred, just by the way. It'd be okay. I don't know.
Well, I don't said it.
I know. You're good. You're good. That one we can do. We can do that one. Unless Jad has already shut down the broadcast here because you and I are in trouble. No, you're good there. I would ask you this, Fred. I am curious if you see Worthy as a starter. Where as a starter?
Well, he's Are the Chiefs running wide receiver? But
are the Chiefs running 11 personnel, do you think, which means they would run three wide receivers out there, which they could? I'm curious to know what people think about that. So if they do, is he wide receiver three? And the reason I ask that is I'm almost certain if they run 11 personnel and run three wide that Hollywood Brown and Rashi Rice are going to have to be on the outside. And then it so is Worthy out of the slot? Are either one of those other players capable of playing out of the slot? I'm not sure. That's why I'm curious about that. I also think early on in the season, they may run a little 12 personnel and run two tight ends out there. So that's where I'm saying, like, I don't know where he starts, if he starts, because if he does, that means you're sitting Hollywood Brown or Rashi Rice in two wide situations.
Well, Rice may not be available for 6 weeks or six games or so.
He'll miss time. He'll absolutely miss time. We don't know when or how much, but he will miss time. Yeah. I agree. But I'm saying, if we're talking about the next Super Bowl when they're trying to win a game, right? Is it a three wide set? Are they comfortable enough with left tackle to do that? I think you got to just everybody hang tight, because I don't think Worthy stepping in week one and doing what we've seen Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase or Puka Nacua or some of these other, you know, first round wide receivers in their rookie years light the world on fire. Tank Dell. Like, I don't think that's going to happen for Worthy right out of the gates that way, because I don't think they have a place for him that way right now.
There's one more thought for you. You got Brown and he's got some speed. But if you only have to defend against one guy who's a burner, you got a better chance of doing it. But you put two guys on there that can go, one of them with world-class speed that nobody can match, who can play outside or the slot. It's going to be difficult. There was one general manager who I read said when we drafted Worthy, me, because he was going to have to put together a defense to defend against that kind of speed. So, the coach, Reed, can conjure up all kinds of ways to use multiple speeds. And don't forget, we got that rugby player who's not slow. He was clocked at 22.7 miles per hour, top end. I don't think his 40 time is quite as hot, but his top end speed is. And I can see him being used as a kick returner and Worthy as a punt returner. So I don't know. I read a lot about it every day. I think I'm addicted to it, but
we all are. We all are, Fred. It's okay. It's all right.
I use it as an excuse because I have to drink my coffee for breakfast, and so I get to sit for 30 minutes and read about the Chiefs. Anyway, I'll let you go. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Fred. There's a lot of good stuff there, Fred. I appreciate that call. It's a good call. If he can return, that's a bonus. I don't know if he can. I'm not sure.
I think he can. And the only thing, and I love all of the attributes about Worthy and everything that he brings to the table, the upside is clearly there. So I don't want to be negative about the pick. I like him. I like the pick. The only thing that I think is a little interesting is that we knew what the issues were with Kansas City's wide receiver core last season. It wasn't a lack of speed. That was not the issue with the wide receiver core. We know what the Chiefs prioritize, and that's speed. I'm surprised that after what they went through last season, they didn't prioritize ball handling a little bit more, catching the football a little bit more. Not that Xavier Worthy can't do it.
Worthy has a drop issue.
That's the only thing that I've gone back on slightly.
Worthy has some drop issues. I really think this is a pick that's more 2 years down the road. I think that's when we'll see Worthy, if he's going to be great. But he can certainly be useful this year. And how they use him will be fascinating. How they're even able to use him, right? Because we all want, like, Hollywood Brown is good. Hollywood Brown's a good player, right? And, and they need, he needs to be good this year more than Worthy needs to be good this year, I think. Maybe Worthy's just a superstar and proves us all wrong. I'm not sure that that's the case. We'll come back. We'll keep talking about that and other things. We'll get to some Royals baseball from over the weekend as well as we make our way through. It's all Brockton Caster. It's Sports Daily. And we'll be right back on KFH.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.